Okay, so we're starting with the sugi of Hayodea Idus Sheker Lechaver Ve'Eino Me'ilam. So the Gemara and Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph brings the case of Hayodea Idus Sheker Lechaver Ve'Eino Me'ilam. So if one withholds testimony, so you're going to be chayav. Sorry, you're going to be Palav Dinei Adam and Chayav Dinei Shemayim. So what's the case? Right, if it's two Edim and are withholding testimony, so then we say it's going to be an Isser De'Oraisa. As the Pasuk says, Imo Yagid V'Nasa Avona. Right? So we say that it must be that the cases where it's an Eid Echad withholds testimony about Mamon. And in this case, Rabbi Yeshua is teaching us that you're going to be Padre B'dinei Adam V'Chayav B'dinei Shemayim. Okay. So, Tosfos points out that the Gemara says that if we're speaking about two Edim, so there's going to be an Isser D'Oraisa of withholding testimony, again, because the Pasuk says, Lo Yagid V'Nasa Avona. So the Isser of Kevishas Edus with, right, withholding testimony, so that seems to apply only in a case where there is a Shvua, right? But here in this case, there is no Shvua, right? So we say that the Chiyuv, according to Tosfos, the Chiyuv Karban comes if there is a Kevishas Edus with a Shvua. But even without a Shvua, there is still an Isser D'Oraisa. Right, so basically, Tosfos is saying is that in this case there is an Isser D'Oraisa of withholding testimony, even though there is no Shvua, and the raya that the Isser is going to exist without a Shvua comes from the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin teaches us on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph that how do we threaten the Edim? So by Dinei Nefashos, so we tell the Edim it's a Davar Achamer and they'll be punished for it if they don't testify. Right, so the Mishnah says, you may ask, so why would someone want to testify if they're going to have to deal with all these threats? Right, basically threatens them, why are they going to testify? So we say that basically what we try to tell the Edom is that it's a good thing for them to get involved and tell the truth, right, because there's an Avera too with whole testimony, because the Pasuk says, Im lo yagid v'nasa avona, right, the same Pasuk. Right, so we see from the Mishnah that we're saying that even if there is no Shavua, basically, there's still going to be an Isser. The Rashba, though, however, thinks differently. He thinks that the Isser is only when there is a Shvua. So, basically, if someone takes a Shvua against them, let's say someone takes a Shvua against the Edom that they know Edo, so even if the Edom don't say anything, they're going to be Chaya. Right? So, basically, so why? Why is that? Why is it that even if they don't say anything, they're not answering a main to the Shvua, why is it they're going to be Chayav? Why are they going to be Chayav and Karma? They didn't say anything. So we say because the Shema Kol Olav is going to be a Chiyav on them even if they just hear the Shvua, even if they don't actually say anything. So we're going to see basically how this just relates to the next part of the Sugya, which is more relevant for us. Okay, so we'll get back to what we're talking about within Tosfos and the Rashi with the Shvua, without the Shvua, we'll try to understand that. Basically, we're not going to speak about Chozer U'Magid, right? Let's say they want to go back and give testimony. But Tosfos says that specifically one needs to be withholding testimony in Basin to be Chayav, right? But if they're outside Basin, one can always be Chozer U'Magid, right? And if there is, let's say, no ability for one to be Chozer U'Magid, so then the Isser of Kavisha's Edos applies. So the Rambam, however, in Hilchos Edos, Perek Gimel Halacha Hey, tells us that when giving Edos, once you give your Edos, you can't go back and add or take away anything from your Edos, right? He says, Kivan Shehigit Eino Chozer U'Magid. Right? So the Kesef Mishnah understands that this is specifically when you testified in Basin, right? But if you say something in Basin, so then you can't then go back and say so and change what you said, right? However, if let's say you said Eini Yodea, right? So then you can be Chozer U'Magid, right? So you didn't like agree to the Edus, but you just said right. You weren't withholding anything, but you just said Eino. You just said Eino Yodea. You don't know. So therefore, the Kesef Mishnah thinks that you can then go back. Right? He says the whole problem is Kivan Shehigid. It's once you say something, once you give some sort of testimony, that's false. That's the problem. But if you just say Eini Yodea, you're just not saying anything, so that's not going to be a problem. You could still be Chozer U'Magid. So the Rambam Lefi the Kesef Mishnah, again, is saying that even outside Beis Din, it's going to be a problem, but Tosa says you need to be in a basin for the chiyuv to apply. So the Ritva in Ksuva says, so how do we know Kivan Shehiged Shuva in a Chozer Umagid? So Achirim say if you can be Chozer Umagid, there should never be a chiyuv karma, because you can always come back and give testimony. Right? So therefore, once you say Eini Odeya, you can change your words. Right? So that's what the Ritva brings that Achirim, that's what they say. However, the Ritva thinks that the chiyuv karma is dependent of the Isser of withholding testimony. Right? It's independent of the chiyuv of withholding testimony. Right? So when does this Isser apply? So the Ritva says that even if you can be Chozer Umagid, you're still going to be chayav for withholding testimony if right now you're withholding testimony. Meaning what? So he basically thinks, according to the Ritva, he thinks that even if you say Eino Yodeh, he still thinks that is a violation of the Isser of Kivan Shehigin. He thinks that that's still an Isser of withholding testimony. Right? So he thinks that Kivan Shehigin should be in a Chozer Magid. Meaning, he's saying along with the Rambam, meaning that what? That it is possible that you can go back still and give your testimony, even, you know, after you said Eino Yodeh. But he still thinks that you're violating an Isser of Kvishas Eidos, because right now you have the ability to give the Eidos and you're not giving the Eidos. So even though you're not necessarily saying anything wrong, you said Eini Yodeya, right? But the fact that you're not going ahead and giving the Eidos, so therefore you are going to be Chayav. Tosos, however, thinks that Chozer Umagid, right? He says that if you haven't testified in, only if you haven't testified in basin. Once you've testified in basin, so then you can't go back. So he's understanding that Kivan Shehiged Eino Chozer Umagid is going to be directly related to the Isser to withhold testimony. Right? So therefore, you're only going to be chayav if you go to Beis Din and withhold testimony. So once you go to Beis Din and you're withholding the testimony, so then that's it. You're going to be chayav.
So the Ritva says that you don't need Beis Din in order to be chayav. Like, once you have to...
Correct. Correct. If you're withholding it, even if you haven't made it to Beis Din yet, just withholding it on your own, being in your, you know, in your own house, whatever, so then that's already an Isser. So moving on to the sugya, the next sugya of Tchiyosu B'Shiyah Shofo Be'ones. Discuss a few things here. So the Mishnah and Daf Nun Hayim and Beis told us, difference of a Laila Oshim or two, a listed Miyasa Be'ezika Pater. So the Gemara and Daf Nun Bav says that brings Rabba. Rabba says one is Pater when the animal digs their way out. But if the animal doesn't dig out, so then what's the halacha? Are you going to be Chayim? So the Gemara wants to know, what's the case, right? If it's a kosel bari, so why would one be chayav if he doesn't dig out? If it doesn't dig, right? But if, right, what could you have done? So rather we say that it was a kosel ra'ua, right? So then when the animal digs out, why are you pater? So it's a case of chiyosu b'shiyah v'sof ba'ones, right? So if you hold chiyosu b'shiyah v'sof ba'ones is pater, then everything is going to be fine. That's why you're pater. But if you hold chiyosu b'shiyah v'sof ba'ones is chayav, then what are you going to say? Right, so why are you going to be pater? So we say the Mishnah must be speaking about a case of a kosel bari, and even if the animal doesn't dig, right? Rabba must be speaking about the case of the seifa of the Mishnah, which is hinicha b'chama oshim masra l'chei v'shod v'kada v'yatza v'hizik v'chayev. Right, Rabba says even if the animal digs, you're going to be chayev. So if the animal doesn't dig, it's going to be completely considered a pshia. So even in the case, right, Shigmar says even in the case where the animal digs, one is chayev. Right, so you might have thought that it's Kiyosu B'Shiyah V'Sova Ba'onis, but really we're going to say that the case is all considered a B'Shiyah. Why is it all considered a B'Shiyah? So since you left the animal in the sun, so then the animal is going to do whatever it can to get out. And therefore, it's going to be considered completely a B'Shiyah. Gemara Daf Nun Vav continues, it says that the case of Nifritza B'Layla, right, is when the Kosel, it's a Kosel Re'uah, and the animal digs out. Right, in this case, Rabba says you're going to be positive. Right, and the Gemara said that isn't it Tchiyosu B'Shiyah V'Sof Ba'onis, so you should be chayav. So you want to understand whether or not that is actually a good question. Should we consider this case Tchiyosu B'Shiyah V'Sof Ba'onis? Right, and we know from the Gemara about Metziah Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Right, we know that the halacha is Tchiyosu B'Shiyah V'Sof Ba'onis is chayav. So now we want to understand, when do we say Tchiyosu B'Shiyah V'Sof Ba'onis is going to be chayav. So the Mishnah And Gemara and Dav Nun Beis Amud Aleph going on to Dav Nun Beis Amud Beis discusses the following case. So let's say one covers it on their boar properly. So then we say that he's going to be fat. If he covers his boar, right, that it's sufficient for Shorim, but not for Gemalim, right? And then Gemalim are common. They're common for Gemalim to be walking by. And then in the end, what happens is that it rotted, right? And that's why the covering wasn't a good covering. So what's the halacha? Right, so do we say that since he was poshea for the Gemalim, he's also considered poshea for the rotting, or he's not considered poshea for the rotting, right? Because that's really considered an ones, right? So how do we understand this case? So Tosfos says, right, if the Gemalim came, they weakened the covering, and then the Shorim came and fell in, so you will be chai because Gemalim weaken the boar. If the Gemalim didn't come, the Pshia didn't carry out because only Shorim came, and you should be potter. So even if we say, Migo, it is a Tchilaso b'Pshia v'Sofa b'Ones. So why? So why would it be Tchilaso b'Pshia v'Sofa b'Ones? So even if Gemalim don't come, it's still a Pshia, right? Because the Kisoy, the covering, wasn't right for them. Right, but if it's b'Sofa and Ones, so then but in the end, it's an Ones. Why? Because it rotted. So we should say Tchilaso b'Pshia v'Sofa b'Ones is going to be Chayav, right? Because again, it's Shia because it wasn't right for the Gemalim, but in the end they rotted, therefore it's an Ones. So the Riva says, right, this is important, the Riva says that Tchilaso b'Pshia v'Sofa b'Ones is only Chayav when the Ones comes Machmas HaPshia, right? So here the Ones did not come from the Pshia of having a weak boar. Right, the fact that the covering of the boar rotted has nothing to do with the fact that the covering wasn't actually good enough for the Gemalim, right? So it would have rotted anyways, right? And this is proved from the Gemara and Bava, which we won't get into. Tosfos. So if we say, Tosfos points out, so if we say that Tchilaso b'Pshia v'Sofa b'Ones is chayav is only when the Ones comes Machmas HaPshia, like the Riva. Right, so then what's the question of the Gemara by us? Right? So then why would the type of wall have anything to do with the animal digging out, right? Meaning the Gemara was trying to make these differences between Kosa Bari, Kosa Ruah. That shouldn't matter, right? If that shouldn't have anything to do with if the animal is getting out through the digging. Right? Because even if it was a Kosa Bari, then the animal would have been able to get out, right? So what's going on? So Tosa says the cases where the wall actually fell down as a result of the digging, right? So the wall is only going to fall because of the digging when it's a coastal ruah, but not when it's a coastal bari. So that's how it works in with our Gemara. So again, our first approach to understand when is Tchilaso b'Pshia v'Ones is chayav. So that's the Riva, okay? And the Riva is saying is that it's only when the Pshia is when the Ones is machmas the Pshia. That's the first approach. So the second approach, the Gemara Bam Metzia Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis brings the following case. So there was a shepherd watching the animals. We've seen this Gemara multiple times. There was a shepherd watching his animals. One slipped into the river, and Rabbah said he is potter. Right? Why? Because Nathar Kedin Nazri Inchi. He did what he was supposed to do. The Baye asked, so if that's true, that Nathar Kedin Nazri Inchi is potter, so if one goes into the town, he leaves his flock outside, which is normal to do, right? And then they get told he's going to be potter. So Rabbah says, yeah, he's going to be potter as well, right? So let's say another case, let's say the roe is washing the flock, and he says, and he leaves his animal again, he goes into the city, and then an arir, Ze'ev, come and kills the animals, right? So in that case, we basically estimate, we're going to estimate basically whether or not he could have saved them or not. If he could have saved them, he would have been chayav. If he wouldn't have been able to save them anyway, he's going to be punished. So Abaye asked on Rabbah, he says, right, he did that which was normal to do by leaving the animals outside, right? Not drinking the Natri Inchi, right? So then, Lachori should be punished no matter what. Why are we saying that it's possible that he would be chayav, right? So we say that, no, Rabbah thinks that in that case he was poshea. It wasn't normal to have left the animals in that case. So then why would there have been a tour if he couldn't have saved them in the first case, in the other case that we mentioned, right? in theory, is it feels some shiur sofa oris. Feels sofa shiur sofa be oris. Never should be chayav. Why? Because there's a pshaya. It was pshaya for leaving the animals, and then it was an oris that they got killed. Right. So the Gemara says that it was he heard the sound of the arir, the zev, and he got nervous. So therefore, it's filoso ba'onis. Really, he was out of his control that he left it there. So why is he chayev? So really, we say in that case, basically, with the arir and the zev, he's chayev because he should have been ahead of the game and basically should have been had sticks to protect, been ready to protect the animals had the arir and the zev came. So the riff asks, so he says the Gemara says that the ones is that the Ari came and killed the animals, right? That has nothing to do with the pshi of leaving the animals, right? If the case is where it's Eno Yachul Lahatzil, even if there was an Ari, even if he was there, the Ari would have killed the animals. So we see that the ones is not coming Machmas Abshia, right? Meaning the fact that he left the animals has nothing to do with the fact that they got killed, meaning they would have gotten killed anyway. But it's not Machmas the pshia. Right, so how can you say Tfilas Abshia Bonis in that case? Right? So therefore it must be, we see from that case, that if we're saying that there's a possibility Tfilas Abshia Bonis in that case, it must be that even if it's not Machmas Abshia, right? That the Onis is not Machmas Abshia, you still can be Chayv. So the Muki Yosef says that brings the Raven, he says that the Onis happened due to the Pshia in this case. Why? Because he should have brought the flock with him. So since he left them outside, the sheep were, the Ari and the Ev were able to come and attack the animal. So that is considered Machmas the Pshia. Tosafos and Bamasiya says also that the onus in this case is Ba Machmas HaPshia. Right? Because if someone was there, the lion would have gone elsewhere, right? It would have gotten scared off from the person, or the Roa would have been able to fight the animal and beat it. Right, so therefore, the onus is b'machmas shia. Whether that's true or not could be up for debate. If the person really would have been able to save him, but either way, what they're trying to say, they're trying to answer that really it is machmas the shia in this case. So what's the svara? Right? Why? So basically, just to summarize everything we've said, basically, to very simply, we've developed that tfilas b'shia so onus is chayav, but when the onus is machmas the shia. Right, the onus comes as a result of your negligent act. So, what is the svara? Why is that the case? Why does the onus need to come machmas l'pshia? Rabbi Akiva Eger says, right. So, we have two possibilities how we can understand this. Right, if it starts as a pshia, right. If it's also a pshia, so then the entire case will be looked at as a pshia, even if it ends. But ones, even if it ends as an ones, the entire case is going to be looked at as a pshia. First mahalach. The second mahalach, that since a shomer has chiyuvim, once he is poshea, there are shibudim on his nechasim. So therefore, once he does something wrong, there's a shibud created. So even if it ends but ones, it doesn't matter because there's already a shibud created from his first act of pshia. Okay. So this is the Machlokas Tosos and the Riff. Again, the Riff had wanted to point out that the Onis does not need to be Machmas the Pshia, right? As opposed to Tosos, as opposed to the Riva. But the Nemuki Yosef and Tosos of Messiah had they tried to answer that case for the Riff. But what Tosos is basically holding is that he's understanding that the entire case is looked at as a pshia, right? So we can only look at the entire case as a pshia if the onis took place because of the pshia, right? According to the Rif, though, so he's saying that if the pshia is creating a shibud, so that shibud could be created and will exist even if you want to say that the shibud will exist even if the onis is not machmas the pshia. Okay, so that is the machlokas Tosfos and the Riff. So just again, summarize everything we said in this sugya, very simply. When are we going to say that tchilas the pshia onis is chayev? Tosfos wants to say only when the onis is machmas the pshia. The Riff wants to say no, even if the onis is not machmas the pshia, still can be chayev. Right? Muki Yosef Tosfos of Messiah wants to try to explain the Riff to say like Tosos. But leaving that aside, how do we understand the Machlokas, Tosos, and the Rif? So that comes to Rabbi Akiva Eger's Tut Stadim, how we understand why one would be Chayav. In the case of Shia Sova Ba'ones, so either we say that it's the entire case looked at as a Shia, or a Shibud is created, and therefore that Shibud will be there even if the Ones comes later. So Tosos is saying the first Mahalik, that the entire case looked at as a Shia, but that's only if the Ones is Machlas the Shia, as opposed to the Rif who's saying a Shibud is created. So that Shibud can be created even if the Ones is not coming as a result of the Shia, the Shibud could still be there. Okay. So that is the sugya of Tzikasa B'Shia Sova Ones. So moving on to the next sugya of Shomer V'Gazla M'Shmiras Nizakshu. Alright, trying to understand why a Shomer is going to be Chayav for Shmiras Nizakin. So, the Gemara and Av Nun Vav Amad Aleph says that if the listim take out the behema, the listim are going to be chayav. So isn't this obvious, right? Once he takes out the behema, so then he's now mekayim the behema and he's responsible for everything, right? So we say that the guy is considered a gazlan and is now responsible to watch the behema from doing hazek. Right, he has a din vaylim on the animal. So Gemara says the cases where the listim stood it like around the animal and it like forced it in a different direction, but they didn't actually do a mashicha. Right? So we say the chiyuv here would be midin mazik, in theory, right? So Abaye says, Rebbe gave a different shot. He says the case is where listim hit the animal with a stick. So the chiyuv here also seems to be that it would be gazlan. So hitting the behemoth with a stick is considered like a mashikha, so there's a kinyan being made. So we say that a gazlan is chayav for the nezek of the behemoth that it stole if you made a kinyan, right? So why is he chayav for shmiras nezakin? So the animal becomes his lechomili. Therefore, since he made a kinyan, so he is now going to be chayav. Or we could say the other possibility, which we're going to flesh out these two ideas, is that there's a chiyuv shomer, right? A shomer is the kabbalah chayav for the pikadon, but a gazlan doesn't accept responsibility for the pikadon. So here, the gazlan automatically is the kabbalah chayav when he took it from the shus habayil. So the gazlan wasn't quoted the object, but he now automatically has responsibility for it. So let's flesh out what we are saying here. So Tosos brings the Yerushalmi who says that the case is where the listim took out the animal to steal it, not for it to get lost. So the Gemara says it's obvious that when the listim take the animal out, they are chayav for the nezek of the animal. So how does the Gemara know this is obvious? Right? So you might think this case is similar to Shomer, right? Right? We're trying to compare Shomer and Gazlan, right? The Shomer is responsible for the nezek of the behemoth, but Gazlan is not similar to Shomer. What's the difference? So we find situations where the Shomer is chayav and the Gazlan is patur. What's the case? Say one steals an animal and the value then depreciates. So it depends whether the value will come back or the value won't come back. So basically, getting more to the acre of Tosos. So how do we know a Gazlan is going to be chayav for Nezek? Right? Basically, Tosos continues to go to compare it to Shomer and Shoel, but there are differences. So why is a Gazlan chayav? So Tosos gives two answers. So the first answer is that the Gazlan is nichnas tachas habaylim, because once he took the behema out of the reshus of the baylim can't watch their animal anymore. So therefore, le'inyan shmiras nezakin, whoever has the animal in their reshus, is the one who is responsible to guard it. Right? So it's biyado lishma. The second answer of Tosos is that a Gazlan is chay because he has kinyan and gazela in the adjus. So since the Gazlan acquires this object regarding onsin, he is also considered a baal regarding nezek. So Gazlan is kone b'shinoi, right? He's ein shaman and chayev onsin. There are different things that we spoke about for a Gazlan. So the Gazlan is kone to be chayev for the nezek of the behema. So again, so either we're saying that it's biyado lishmar, or we're saying that he has a kinyan in the object. Okay, so what are they disagreeing about? What's going on here? What's the machlokas? So the Rambam in Hilchos Niskei Mamon Perek Dalet Halacha Yud says if a shomer accepted shmiras gufo but not shmiras nizakin, so the baal will be chayav for nizikin. The Ravid says in a stam case. So what about in a stam case? Is the shomer mekabel shmiras nizakin? Right? So the Raiva thinks he is, but the Rambam seems to think Kabbalah Mefureshes would be needed. So we say for the Raiva that Stam Kabbalah is only for Shmir as Gufo. If so, why are you chai for Nezikin? So since it's in your Rishus and not in the Rishus of the Bailim, right? So the Shomer becomes a Baal and is responsible for the animal. The Rambam in Hilchos Niske Mamon Parag Aleph Halacha Aleph says an animal that is in one's Rishus and does damage, the owner is chayav to pay because their mamon did hezek. So the Rambam says Rishuso Shel Adam, right? One is chayav for hezek of an animal, one is in one's possession. Rishus meaning it's in your possession, so this could be Gazlan and by Shomer. So they aren't actually the Baal, but considered the Baal in this case. The Magen Mishnah thinks it's not clear what the Rambam is holding in the case of a Stam Kabbalah, but the Magen Mishnah thinks that in a Stam case, the Rambam would say you are going to be Pater, but you need a Kabbalah Mefureshes. Right? A Stam Kabbalah. But the Magen Mishnah would say that a Stam Kabbalah would include a Shmiras Kufa and a Shmiras Nezakin. So the two Deos in Tosos are arguing about why is a Shomer Chaya for the damage of the animal. So Tosos in the first Deya is saying is that it's Biyad Lishma, right? So a Gazlan is also Biyad Lishma, therefore he's going to be considered the Baal for Nezek. Tosos number two is saying Shomer is Chaya because he is Mekabal Achrayas, right? But the Gazlan isn't Mekabal Achrayas, right? It must be that the Gazlan has a Kinyan in the object, and therefore he's going to be Chaya. So now we're going to discuss four nafkaminas. So if an animal, let's say, does damage, so who does the Niza go to claim his money? Is it the Shomer, or is it the Bailim, right? Is it that the Shomer is responsible to pay, or is it the Bailim? So this really depends on who's considered the Baal in this case. Right, if the Shomer is the Baal, then he's going to be responsible. If the Shomer is not the Baal, then the Baal is going to be responsible. The Baal can then go back to the Shomer and say, hey, like, you're going to have to pay me back. But it's in terms of who has to deal with the Nizak. So the Ravid is holds the Shomer is Chayav because he is, because there's a Kabbalah Sakrayas, right? He's not the Baal, but he has a Chayav towards the Baila. The Rambam, however, holds that the Shomer becomes the Baal for Nezek because it is Biyad Lishmar, right? He's responsible to deal with the Niza. Right? So again, we're saying that the Rambam's holding it's Biyad Lishmar. So therefore, since it's Biyad Lishmar, right, therefore the Shomer is going to be considered the Baal. He's considered the Baal. Versus the Ravid, who's really saying that there's a Kabbalah Sakrayas. There's a Kabbalah Sakrayas.
Who says the Rambam or the Ravid?
The Ravid is saying that the Shomer is just Mekabel Achrayas, right? But he's not actually the Baal. The Rambam would be saying is that he is considered the Baal. He is since it's Biyad Lishmar, that's as if he is considered the Baal. Second nafkamina is, can other people be chayef for Shmiras Nezakim if he's not the Shomer? Right? Let's say the case of Hamamid Behemas Chavira Bifnei Kamas Chavira. Right? In this case, one is chayef. We're going to speak about this case tomorrow more. But just for our purpose here, just regarding this machlokes, so basically Tosu says one is going to be chayev for Shein Beregel. The Rashba says you're going to be chayev because it says it's considered Adam Hamazik B'Yadayim, right? It's as if you fed the food to the you fed the animal the food yourself, right? So why is this person's chayev, right? If it's not your animal, right? Right, and you didn't actually, right? You just placed the animal before your friend's food, your friend's crop, right? You didn't actually make him eat it. So what's pshat? So Toto's saying you're chayav for Shein Beregel. He's holding their standing like the Rambam, right? Once you take your friend's animal, you're going to be considered the Baal over the animal, right? So therefore, you're going to be chayav for the nezek of the animal when we didn't Shein Beregel. The Rashba, however, holds that all you're doing is being mekabel shmira, right? You're mekabel achrayes. Right, so therefore, it's as if, since you're Mekabel Achrayas, so we're going to consider this case is, the Rashba holds that in general you're going to be Chaya for being Mekabel Shmir, when you're Mekabel Achrayas. But in this case, you're not being Mekabel any Achrayas when you're taking your friend's animal. Therefore, we're going to consider it as a Mazik B'Yadayim, and therefore that's going to be the reason you're going to be Chaya. Because we can't say there's going to be a reason you're going to be Chaya when you didn't Kabbalah Achrayas, because you weren't actually Mekabel Achrayas. Nafkamina number three. If the Shomer does a proper shmira, is he going to be chayiv anyways? Or since he did a proper shmira, he's not going to be chayiv. One second. So basically, to sum this up quickly, if let's say the case is that you're considered the baal over the animal, but if you're considered the baal, so even if you have a good shmir, you're still going to be chayev. Why? Because you're considered the baal. What if it's just that you're mekabel achrayis? So then you're only going to be mekabel. So if you do that which you're supposed to do, so then you're going to be fine. It's not going to be a problem for you, right? So that's the third nafkamina. The fourth nafkamina, the fourth thing we spoke about was, so the Yerushalmi understands that the case of Hotziu Listim is a case where they took the animals out to steal, right, as opposed to the animal getting lost. Right? That was the intention of the Gazel. So Gemara on Tzadi Chesem and Aleph says, let's say one throws their friend's matbeya, his coin, into the sea, and he's going to be putter. Right? So we say that the case is, the Gemara says the case is where the matbeya is visible in the water, right? And what happened was he hit it out of his friend's hand. So basically what happened is, like, I hit the back of my friend's hand, so then, like, your friend kind of was the one who, like, threw it out into the sea, but you, like, hit his hand that forced it out into the sea. So that's when you're going to be, potter. If he takes it, right, if I take it out of my friend's hand and then I throw it out, he's going to be chayv because you're being gozel amanasla avda. Right, you're stealing it in order to lose it. So even if it's gozel la'avda, so you're still going to be chayav. Right? So why is the Yushalmi saying that gozel la'avda is going to be pater? Right? Because the Yushalmi is saying that the gazlanim are only chayav because their intention was to steal it, not if their intention was for the object to get lost. Right, so what's going on? Right, we clearly see from the Gemara in Tzadi Chesem and Aleph that if it's gozel amanas la'avda, so then you're going to be chayv as well. Why is the Yerushalmi saying that you're going to be punished? So the Pnei Yeshua says that the Gemara in Tzadi Chesem and Aleph is talking about a chiyuv for the item you stole. The Yerushalmi is talking about the chiyuv for the nezek of the animal that happens to someone else. Right, so if it's a case of la'avda, so you're not going to be chayv for the nezek the animal then does to someone else. Right, versus the Gemara, which is talking about the chiyuv for the actual item you stole, right? Is that clear, the difference, right? Whether we're talking about the nezek that's being done to something else, right, which is the listim case, versus talking about that which is actually being done to your friend's mapeya, which is being lost, right? So what's the difference? The Divrei Yecheskel explains that to be chayiv for the guf hadavar, so one needs to take the chivitz away from the baila, right? So that's why even when you lose it, right, when you make the guy lose his matbeya, that's why you're going to be chayev as well. But to be chayev for the nezek that a hema does to someone else, you can't just be motzi the item from the baal, right? But you need to actually be machnas it into your shus, right? So that's right. You actually need to be machnas in your shus. So that's working with the second day of Tosos to say that in order to be chayev for the nezek, you need to have a kinyan, right? But according to the first day, right, if there's no kabbalah, in, right, according to the first day, you're not actually according to the first day, if there's a kabbalah into your hands, so why aren't you chayev? Right, so because when you throw it into the sea, the item is not by you anymore. So you're only chayev when you have the item, the behemah is by you. Right, so again, this understanding is working within the second day of Tosos. So you're only going to be chayev when you have the kinyan in your hands. And therefore, you're going to be chayev for the animal.